A local men's philanthropic group continues to make important contributions to the community. Earlier this month, the Guys Who Care North Simcoe fundraising group held its 10th anniversary meeting at Lily's Italian Eatery in Midland. Guys has now seen 10 years of fundraising within and for our local community, explained Andrew Combs, one of the group's founding members. Over the years, the Guys group has met each spring and fall, virtually during the COVID lockdowns, to discuss and explore the range of local community charities and raise funds for local charities. In total, it has now raised more than $400,000, and every single dollar raised has gone directly to the grant beneficiaries, most often as directed gifts for named projects. At the well-attended anniversary meeting, everyone in attendance puts a ballot for a charity of their choice into a hat. 3 ballots are drawn, a case for each of the 3 charities is made. Then the group votes for one of the 3. The one with the most votes wins the tally. The Guys opted to vote for member Dick Wesselow's pitch in favor of delivering $21,200 in funding raised on this occasion is Tompkins House run by Hospice Heronia. The funds will help purchase new medical-grade beds for the Penetanguishene facility, which provides end-of-life care. Combs said the organization is very proud of its record of not touching the donations and operating in a way that ensures no amount of any donation has ever been used on overheads. The original founders, who also include Barry Good, Mike Thor and Mal Inrig, and others have absorbed all costs, with Combs noting they have been minimal for an organization that makes such an impact. Guys Who Care continues to grow its membership and welcomes new members. Prospective members can join at the sign-up page on the organization's website.